Today's disturbing parable gospel shows us a man woefully invested in finding a solution to his problem. We see him in today's gospel imagining several scenarios, weighing the pros and the cons, thinking, deciding, and finally implementing a complex strategy to get out of a situation that without all this effort seems insoluble. We certainly have examples around us of men, of women, sometimes also our children, adolescents, who have been able to deploy a lot of energy to achieve difficult goals. This may also be the case for us if we have a company or we have a business that we love so much and we take care of so much too. The today parables then ask us the question of our investment in view of the kingdom of heaven. And here is the big question for us today. Will we be able to deploy as much energy for this objective, that means that to get the kingdom of God? They will also deploy as much energy for this objective, which obviously should be a priority. God, let me tell you, has entrusted us with the administration of many things. For instance, our family, our friends, our talents, and so on. However, we do not always treat them well and take advantage of everything he has given us. We waste God's gifts. Sometimes we don't even realize they are there because so often we go blind and we only worry about enjoying our life. We are not smart enough to secure the future that really matters. And this future is the eternity. Today, in the first reading, St. Paul said to the Philippians and to us also that all of us here, we are citizens in heaven. Our final destination, it is in heaven. That's why our life, our stay, this moment is to prepare the last point of our destination, which is in heaven. We are not here just to enjoy life. Yes, we enjoy it in Christ Jesus. But also everything we do, we say, we make, we project, we plan, have to contribute to prepare us a place in heaven. Remember, everything God gives us should help us come to him. Let us then ask the Lord to teach us today again to use his gift appropriately. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.